3. Will globalization result in a world without borders? I do not believe that globalization by itself will end borders. Globalization has certainly improved the lives of many people by opening economic opportunities around the world. Many countries, such as China and India, have benefited from this age of economic openness. However, globalization has received much criticism for actually increasing the gap between rich and poor. Many people say that the wealthier countries are able to take advantage of the poor and that educated people have moved further ahead of the less educated. People who have no computers, for example, are less able to compete in this global age. In addition, the competition for natural resources around the world has actually increased, causing friction between nations. And while the flow of capital has tied countries together in some ways, it has also increased friction in other ways. The U.S., for example, has borrowed billions of dollars from China through the sale of bonds, and China is exerting increasing political pressure on the U.S. to reduce its national debt and change its way of regulating financial institutions. It is likely that such frictions will increase in the future. Therefore, globalization is increasing both friction and competition between nations in many ways, and increasing nationalism instead of eliminating national borders.